103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, 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 look who is on the fire today, everybody.
It's me. Hi.
It's DZ. All right, let's talk.
All right, so let me lay it out for y'all.
You want to know if you're the jerk today?
I need to know if I'm the jerk, if I overstepped, whatever. But yeah, am I the jerk?
Mm-hmm.
So I was at the store the other day and just chilling, right? Not really doing anything, minding my business.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the checkout. And the register has two people at the register.
Okay.
I quickly realize that one of the two people is training.
Oh, you got that. It's not like a manager helping somebody. It's a literal trainee.
It's a little trainee, okay. Right? Somebody's new to the job at the register, and they're helping me check out.
Cool.
The guy is only observing, though. He's not actually doing the work.
The trainee is observing?
They're watching. So you could tell they're like brand new.
They
like,
don't even get to touch it.
It might be day one. They don't even get to touch the equipment
yet. That's when you know you're brand new. Yep.
You can't touch the scanny scan yet, my boy.
You may not even have filled out the new employee paperwork yet. Let's be real.
You still might have to go get your physical done. That's how new to the job my man's was. Right?
Fair enough, yeah.
But, we're going through the register, scanning my items, and the guy, trainee, who's observing, starts just talking politics.
What?
Yeah. I'm not a huge political guy.
Nobody wants to talk politics right now unless you're a lunatic.
Right.
We all know which side we're on. Have a nice day. Keep it moving.
And,
yes.
And he's really just kind of going into it. I know there's been some recent news, startling things.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
It's election year, right?
Oh,
everybody's off on it.
Did something break in the news that triggered this thought by this guy or something?
And he must have gotten an alert and he felt inspired to speak on it immediately.
Oh, no.
And it went too long. Like, I'm not going to say I entertained the conversation, but I bantered back and forth with him. And I was like, oh, yeah, man, election years are crazy, mm-hmm. you know. But I did say, I'm not a huge political guy, though. Like, you know, it's just, mm-hmm. it is what it is, and everybody chooses what they like.
So the trainees going off about politics? What is the person training them doing? Just continuing on saying nothing?
They're still going about purchase, you know,
making your transaction can happen,
making it happen, doing the job, also still relaying back like, and this is what we do. The guy through training continues to talk politics. At this point, I've stopped talking, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not really interested in continuing the
You're
conversation.
Like, no thanks.
This isn't for me. I'm just looking to finish my transaction, get up out of here, boss.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The trainer, still noticing that this guy is laying it on, says, hey, you know, maybe, you know, maybe hold off on that conversation. Let's finish this transaction. Says that.
Okay.
Poppy doesn't get the hint. Keeps talking. I mean, continues to just this, that, and free this, and oh my goodness. And did you see? So at this point, I go, I got to say something. So I go, hey, man. Transaction's done. I'm about ready to leave. Mm-hmm. I go, hey, man, for real, though, for future reference, I got to agree mm-hmm. with this gentleman. It's not necessarily in the best professional interest to bring politics or personal opinion into the workplace.
What did he say?
He was like,
didn't
really say much.
How old is the trainee, by the way? I just want a picture in my mind. Give me an age. I don't need anything else.
Between 25 and 35, respectfully.
Enough. Fair enough.
Right?
Okay, I just want to paint a picture.
Grown enough.
He's going on about politics.
Going on and on. Trainer has already kind of turned back once and been like, mm-hmm. hey, let's finish this up. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't get the hint. So I go, all mm-hmm. right, I got to rip the Band-Aid.
Yeah.
As the customer, and I told the man, you could lose the sale. You don't know who you're offending. I mean, you were going off on a couple things that might have personally triggered me.
You might have not gone back to that store had he said the right thing. Yes.
Or the wrong thing. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I overstepped. Mm-hmm. I could tell that it wasn't necessarily my place, but I've been in points of management before. I've mm-hmm. had to train people. I've had to explain this to people. So I thought I might have a little more insight than some others mm-hmm. might. So I overstepped and I helped train this man on that day.
Yeah.
Whether he's still at that job, I don't know.
He shouldn't be. He sounds annoying as hell.
But he was doing too much, and I overstepped. And the trainer did give me a look. He did give me this look like
he thought you were overstepping by telling the guy to be quiet.
I could tell that he wished I hadn't have said anything. I don't know if he felt like I undermined his authority as the trainer. I don't know if he was maybe the manager.
You didn't undermine him, though, because it didn't work. The guy was still going on and on about politics even after the trainer reprimanded him, just said...
Tried to check him,
and he sucked at it.
The dude was really apologetic. The main guy, the trainer, was like, I'm really, really sorry, you know. But I feel like I might have gotten this guy canned. Straight up, because I said something, and you could tell that the room went flat. Or the aisle, I should say. The aisle went flat, and it was awkward. So I was just like, all right, y'all.
Bye.
Peace out now. I'll let y'all have that awkward conversation. That's why I go, I don't know if Buddy's still even at that job.
But, I mean, isn't it like, I don't know, you should know better than not to talk politics. But again, he's a trainee, so he's like, not important.
It could have not been, not my chair, not my problem. I felt
you made it your problem.
I made it my problem. And I normally don't. I didn't actually care to say something. So why I did, I've got no clue. I didn't want to say something. I genuinely didn't. But I felt like,
this guy is so in the wrong right now, training at a job, bringing up politics that might be a really sensitive subject.
Saying some unfortunately offensive thing.
Yes, I can picture it in my soul. And I want to punch the guy and I don't even know what he said. Now I'm irritated.
As a customer,
now I'm mad.
I spoke up and said something to him. Out of the blue. I didn't want to, and I walked out feeling like I might have gotten Buddy fired. So I'm like, am I the jerk for saying something?
The question is then, am I the jerk for training the trainee?
Basically.
Is DZ the jerk for overstepping and basically telling this trainee, don't talk about politics to customers. It's a bad look.
Exactly.
I'm helping you out here, my guy. I actually love that you said that, but it sounds like the trainer did not.
The trainer had already said something, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was already trying to handle the situation, and I could tell that he clearly wasn't handling it, so I handled it for him. I'll say it like that. I'm saying it nicely, but I handled his situation for him because I could tell he wasn't.
Somebody said, not the jerk. The trainer was just annoyed because now the trainee is going to be complaining about you and politics for the rest, for the rest of that shift.
I like that spin.
All right, 414-533-1037. You can call or you can text that number to whoever texted in and said reception in Northern Illinois has been really bad. That's why we have an app. And I mean that very nicely. Like, if you are having trouble with the actual radio, this is why we move over to the app and you can listen through your car, on your phone, on your Alexa, on your Bluetooth, whatever.
AUDACY.
Get the app and just listen live to Allie and DZ. Listen to 103.7 KISS FM through the app.
And then you could answer, am I the jerk for undermining the trainer and training the employee for them?
Okay. All these not the jerks followed by jerk, not your place, move on.
I
actually feel the opposite. I feel like it wasn't the trainee's place. You didn't bring up politics.
I agree that it's not my place, move on.
You're the customer.
Trainer was already trying to handle that. I'm calling myself the jerk. That's why I put myself on the plate, because I don't like how I approach the situation personally. But I felt like I had to say something.
Yeah. And I don't know what he said, but I'm already in my feelings about it because there's so much like rhetoric that is offensive and racist going around with the political season that I'm angry. Like, I don't even know what they said.
And I'm
getting mad.
I don't care to divulge because I don't want this to become political.
I don't either.
But he didn't say anything outwardly racist that I felt was offensive.
Good
he was just really focused on like
what was happening in the moment with the presidential election. Let's say that.
Yeah, man.
And end it there. How's that?
He divulged too much of his personal feelings and didn't care enough. To think about the fact that he was at a job where you got to remain neutral. You got to remain neutral.
Yeah.
And he wasn't.
Right. Okay. I want to talk to everybody next because we have jerks and not the jerks coming in on the text line. Can't wait.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We have so many great texts coming in, but I don't want to read them because I don't want to convince. I want the callers to stand on what they want to say, and then we'll get to the text.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, we all know influence here.
Mm-mm. DZ was at a store, and there was someone being trained, and something happened which triggered them to start talking politics for quite a while you were getting rung up.
Whole interaction.
They didn't stop. The person training them said stop. You finally said, hey, you know, probably not a good idea to talk politics at work.
Unprofessional, my boy.
And so you wanted to know if you're the jerk for training the trainee.
The trainer gave me that look like, man, I wish you hadn't done that.
Let's go to Carrie in New Berlin. We'll start with her first. Hi, Carrie.
Good morning. morning.
Good morning.
All right. Is DZ the jerk for training the trainee?
Keep it a buck.
Not at all.
Yes.
All right. But why? Please.
I think that, especially with everything going on right now with politics, there's a time and a place that you're there being trained on the job. That's what your focus is. And I think that maybe the guy didn't catch on with social teacher, but hearing from the customer, I think it was important for him to know, like, hey, this is something you're going to make other people feel uncomfortable about, so this might be something not to talk about right now.
Well, and I feel like that's what you were doing. You were going, maybe if he hears it from a customer, he'll understand how, like, I don't want to hear this.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
It wasn't about the guy training. It was about the trainer. In my head, I went, oh, this guy's not training well.
Oh, that upset me more than the actual politics.
You got. I didn't feel like the guy was taking control of the situation. And in that moment, I felt like I, as the customer, would have appreciated a timeout from my interaction.
Yeah.
And he gone, hey, man, listen, you got to stop talking. Mm-hmm. Please. Seriously, this isn't okay.
Yeah.
And then been like, hey, I'm sorry, and continued. But he was just trying to be passive. He was too passive.
It was not working. He doesn't care because it's probably not his business.
Maybe. Right?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, big business. I'd assume he's not the owner.
Carrie said not the jerk, though.
Not the jerk, though.
What's that, Carrie? What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, could it be that maybe that was the first time that the trainer has trained someone, too? Because maybe he doesn't know what to do.
Maybe.
Didn't think about that. Didn't get that far.
Again,
I spoke too soon.
Not your problem.
I made it my problem.
You're not the jerk.
As far as Carrie says.
All right.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Bye. All right. Let's go to Lindsay in Muskego. Call 5 days in a row. You get a theme song. She's a Jonas Brothers girl.
Good morning.
We're getting a ton of texts. I'm not reading them yet, though, because I want to hear what you guys are going to say.
Yeah.
Is DZ the jerk for training the trainee after they started talking politics?
Don't take it easy, Lindsay.
No.
What you say? No?
No, you're not the jerk.
Okay.
In today's world, you just don't know who you can talk to politics to, but you also need to know your environment. It wasn't a proper environment.
No, it was not. It was a workplace. Like, you were getting rung up. It was just not the place.
Right.
I was trying to be in and out.
I work in healthcare, and COVID is still so polarizing in healthcare that if I go, were you exposed at all to COVID? Did you do any at home testing?
Oh, people get mad.
I immediately know where they fall on that.
On the political
side. And I usually follow up, oh, do you smoke or vape? Like, I have a question right away after. Just because people get so touchy about that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. I would have not thought that.
I got goosebumps because here she is just trying to do her job, and you got people getting mad.
Offended over a question that's on the questionnaire.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, so not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
I'll take it.
Not the jerk.
Okay, appreciate it, Lindsay.
All right, Lindsay, thank
you. Have a good day.
You too, bye.
Mila texted in and said the trainer needs a backbone, not the jerk.
All right, all right.
Now that we've had two not the jerks, I feel like I can start reading texts. But let's go to Amanda and Racine. Amanda.
I went away.
Yeah, what happened?
We'll blame me on that.
Yeah. All right, Amanda.
Maybe it's the caffeine. I don't know.
Maybe. What do you think? Is DZ the jerk for helping train the trainee?
So I'm going to say not the jerk. So I brought the broom today.
Sweep.
I'm actually going to go off of Lindsay. When I was a case manager, I had to be awkward and ask like memory questions. And one of them was to the client, who is the president? And during the 4-year period, a lot of people would say, that orange guy. And I said, you know what? Close enough. You win. You got it.
So she knew where people stood based on what they called the president.
If they said the Cheeto, it was close enough for you. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly.
Amanda, you're crazy.
Get out of here, bro. I'll take it, though. Sweet, not the jerk.
Sweet, baby. All right, Amanda. You have a great day. I'm going to read some texts now.
Bye.
Okay, somebody texted in and said, the trainer needs a backbone, not the jerk. Oh, I said that. Mila wrote that.
Yes.
Not the jerk. Somebody else wrote in and said, not a jerk. Was it the trainee's first day being a human being? They're basically clowning on, this guy doesn't know how to act, period, in public, that he's bringing up politics while he's training for a job, while you're getting rung up.
It was out of pocket, but hey, just the interaction as a whole was weird.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, not the jerk. Talk about it with Uncle Jerry, not at work. Go home and talk to Uncle Jerry.
You know you got an Uncle Jerry at the crib.
Seriously. Somebody else texted in and said, I work at a retail store and there are policies against it because the company doesn't want to take sides. It's bad for business. I would second that because I know during not this election, a previous one, there were businesses who would put political signs in their front yard. And I thought, and I would pass them, right? And I would be like, why would you do that? I don't even want to go to you now.
It's marking.
I didn't know that you felt that way before.
Now.
And now I actually will go somewhere else. And yeah. I would have given you my business knowing nothing. So I stand by that. Like, you know, and maybe it is important to people to stand on that and say, we don't want people on one side. But again, ick.
Again, why?
I want out. It's a business.
It's creating.
It's not for that.
It's creating division. It's unnecessary competition. That this is why I just don't involve myself in politics like that, because at the end of the day, we all just want to survive, be healthy, and make it to another day, ain't it?
Then somebody said, not the jerk. You are the customer. If you're uncomfortable, you have every right to speak up and say something.
I wasn't uncomfortable. I wasn't. Yeah. I couldn't have cared less. I just wanted to go. I just felt like I could have helped the next person. It didn't affect me in the least, and I'm honestly surprised that I even said something. I didn't want to.
You were more, it was the manager in you. You were more annoyed by the trainer that he wasn't managing the trainee.
Yes. 1,000% actually. I was more annoyed that I didn't feel like he was doing his job correctly to make sure the business was running efficiently. I was like, oh no, somebody's gonna come in here. I felt like I worked there for a second. No lie.
Well, let's get you a paycheck. Let's call him up. Get you on the payroll.
They owe me a bag.